guys, welcome to Fourth Wheel, and it's been so long, like close to a month long. But yeah, we're finally back with a new episode. Yes, it's the awaited episode that I posted on Instagram and Snapchat. And I hope you guys enjoy it. And my guest is right here. He has been here before and he's here again. Always here during my murder mystery. Not really murder, but during my crime episode. I'm here with Gospel.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, what's with the voice?
I'm trying on a new thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so stay tuned as we talk about Lorena Bobbitt. Today we're going to talk about Lorena Bobbitt, whatever you decide to call her. I told you this before. I told like the background story. Like I posted it on Instagram, the background story of, that made me just want to just talk about it in my podcast. And I was like, this should be a good story to talk about on here. So before we, jump into the story or the crime or whatever you want to call it, let's know Lorena Bobbitt first. Lorena Bobbitt was born October 31st, 1970 in Bouquet, Ecuador. She got married to John Bobbitt on June chapter 18.
Why do you say it like that? Bobbitt.
Because I don't know, that's how I imagine it to be. But Bobbitt, is it not?
Bobbitt.
Bobbitt.
No.
Oh, Bobbitt.
Bobbitt.
Bobbitt. Bobbitt. Bobbitt.
You like your same puppet. Bobbitt.
Bobbitt. Bobbitt.
Puppet.
Bobbitt. Bobbitt. Like B-O-B-B-I-T. Bobbitt.
I don't want to spend 30 seconds pronouncing this guy's name. Just
okay, so on June 23rd, 1993, she severed her husband's penis with a kitchen knife while he was asleep. Then she carried the penis, drove in her car, flung the penis out the window, and drove away.
Huh.
That sounds painful. She was had like so much emotion into this thing, I'm telling you.
She should be in her 40s, right?
By this time?
Yeah.
No.
50s?
Like had this time?
Yeah, like in right now.
Oh no, yeah. She should be in her 40s, yeah.
I think she went senile. Cause she, I mean, what made her decide to...
Well, we'll talk about it. Just, like, chill. You know, we're going to get to that point,
okay,
you know.
So, what's the build-up?
Okay. So, it was later found, which, surprisingly, it was searched for. I don't know why they were searching for. How they were searching for the penis, you know. Oh, where was the last place he threw the penis? By the road, you know, on the dirt path or something like that, and then they'll go with their flashlights and dog and start searching for food.
So now he's like Theon Greyjoy from
Game of Thrones. He's surgically reattached.
Christ. why would he still want it?
Well, I guess he needs it. I have no idea.
He doesn't know where it's been though.
Maybe they disinfected it. They boiled water and put like inside and like waited for it to be clean enough to reattach it.
But why does he still want it back? It's not like it's gonna be functional or something.
I have no, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist in any form or shape or size. So apparently on the night she was arrested, she said to the police, "He always have orgasm. And he doesn't wait for me ever to orgasm. He's selfish."
Huh.
This isn't like a really good image for her, you know?
I mean, if he cheated, that's one thing, but like, because he always comes first.
Well, if you're under 13, people, do not listen to this episode. It's not for you, I think. according to police report, Lorena pleaded self-defense because John...
What? I'm gonna stop you right there. Self-defense for what? Like, did he attack you or
something? Hold on. John continually raped her. And then she said during the trial, Lorena said that John physically, sexually, emotionally abused her. So I at this point, that's where I understand her point of view. You know, when you're taking something too much, you've had enough, and you just you explode
But the confessions she said to the cops was totally different because he always came first.
No, but like, think about it. Like, I feel like she went insane because of the way he treated her.
She went insane.
No, this is temporary insanity. Where like temporary insanity.
Okay.
where she was like, oh yeah, you want it all your way. You bit me. You bit me. You sexually abused me. And now you don't even care. You know, at that moment she's like, you know, let it all be damned. And she just like cut it off. That's the only thing. I think she didn't kill him. That's a good thing.
She practically killed him because,
it was reattached.
No. Even if it's reattached, like, it's not good for anything.
Okay.
What's the point?
She filed assault charges against him, but the charges were dropped.
Of course they were dropped. I mean, after all she did.
the case was taken to court, and Lorena was found not guilty. Based on the testimony stating that her husband's abuse has caused her post-traumatic stress disorder or temporary insanity, she was ordered to spend 45 days in a psychiatric hospital.
So she's out now?
Yeah, she'll be out since. Like, that time she was so spent 45 days in a psychiatric hospital. Like, I understand. I think I do understand her point of view, like, really, in this moment. Not that I've read it very well, you know. Like, I understand why she would do it. Like, she has had enough. You know when you've like, you don't know, things like that can make you go mad.
I mean, yeah, I get it. That, but wait, to be honest, I'm actually quite scared because now that she's out, and to be honest, I don't know how she looks like.
But like, I'll give you like the aftermath of both of them, their lives. In 1995, they got divorced.
Like, of course, they got divorced.
We all saw that coming. That's not a big surprise. So the aftermath, which is like the longest, but like, see my notes, like the aftermath, like the notes are just so long. So we talk about John first. To pay his legal and medical bills, he created a band called Severed Parts.
A band? Like singing?
Yes.
Why?
Severed Parts. pay homage to his seventh part.
I need to listen to their songs.
Well, that was unsuccessful. Unsuccessful. Why is it unsuccessful? Oh my god. Unsuccessful, yeah.
Well, at least he won't be able to do that again.
Then he moved to the porn industry. Like I said, children under 13 should not listen to this podcast right now.
As the guy who gets humiliated or something?
No. Where most of his videos included words "franking penis." I just imagine me writing this down in my notes. I was like, "franking penis," like, you know, Frankenstein and.
Wait, so, like, is it fully functional, or...
I mean, for him to shoot a porn video or something must be functional enough to have a video for that, I think.
Christ, how much does he get paid, though?
How do I know? I mean, I don't think he's paid much because, well, we'll get to that. Then in 1994, he was charged He was charged and convicted of battery and sentenced to 15 days in jail.
days?
Yeah, he was actually committed for beating a an exotic dancer. This man is so interesting.
Oh,
he didn't want to let his severed penis be sad. I don't even know what to say.
I think she must have humiliated him. For him to go crazy and beat up a prostitute, I mean...
Not a prostitute, a exotic dancer, like a stripper.
Oh.
No, but not rich. Oh, but yeah, I think, yeah, I hope. I'm not sure if anyone there, but yeah, exotic dancer. He was sentenced 15 days in jail, which I'm like, what would I do? And then in 1998, he appeared in WWE Monday Night Raw. Like, dude, he couldn't just have one job. He couldn't get one job. I don't get what's wrong with him. And then he moved to Las Vegas, where he worked as a bartender, limo driver, mover, pizza delivery driver, and tow truck operator.
Is he like trying to like like why is he driving all these big cars? I'm trying to like compensate for the lack of
it's not even big cars. The fact that he had so much jobs. He had like a bartender, then a limo driver, then a mover. Like, you can't keep one job. Like, did the severing affect your job quality or your job? Does it affect, like, I don't understand.
I think it must have affected a part of his brain.
I don't get it. Like, what's wrong with him? in 1999, he was charged for battery for assaulting his second wife, Joanna Farrell. Farrell, yeah, and for theft.
What did he steal?
I have no idea. I did research. I tried to find out what he stole, but I didn't find anywhere. I wonder what he stole. Maybe like went to another store and stole like a toy.
Maybe he went to a pharmacy and stole some Viagra.
Possible. We'll just keep that in our mind. That's what he stole. Maybe it was something like as small as maybe a pen. I don't know what's wrong with this guy. Like, ever since they cut off his penis, he'll not be well. I mean, this really affected him. Emotionally, psychologically, every, like, part of him has been affected.
He needs prayers.
And then he was given a probation, and then he was arrested for breaking that probation. Dude. Like, really? Dude. Are you okay? Do you need help?
He's all over the place.
Do you need help? You can call us, you know. We will have...
Oh, please don't. Please don't.
Don't. Oh, Lord have mercy. Okay. So now we move to Lorena.
I wonder how she's doing.
She stopped... She changed her last name from Bobby. From Bobby to Gallo. She was charged for assault because she punched her mother while watching telly.
They deserve each other.
But she was not found guilty. And then she went back to live with her mother. So I'm guessing like there was maybe something happening. There was some kind of altercation at that time. I do not understand. She was working at a beauty salon. And she still works at a beauty salon. She has a daughter from her long-term relationship with Dave Bellinger. She made something of herself. She has a child. The other guy doesn't.
He can't have a child anymore.
Maybe he's not. Maybe he's functioning. We don't just know. Maybe he can have a child, but like, we don't know. In 2009, her and John sat in The Insider, where he apologized. So actually, for him to apologize, that means he actually did something to her, you know. Well, while we apologize on live TV for how he treated her, he said he apologized for how he treated her.
I really want to know how their facial features. I want to know how they look like.
Oh, I can actually show you how they look like. The lady's she's pretty, like, very pretty. And like the guy, I don't know, he's okay. Let's see. John and what's her name? Lorena Bobby.
But
so Image. So this is both of them.
Christ.
And they look good, I mean, at that time. I guess it's their wedding photo. Really? Oh, this is a picture of the something. It's not that badly cut. It's like, I don't even know. I don't like. Well, you have to Google John and Lorena Bobbitt.
It's kind of small.
I know. Like, she just got the little part.
The tip.
I have no idea. She just like cut. The guy is okay-ish. Whatever. So, he apologized and said he still loved her.
Oh, no.
This is like 2009. Like, how many years? She hasn't seen him since the divorce. They haven't seen each other since the divorce. And he said he still loves her. And he still sends her, till this date, flowers and cards for Valentine's Day.
Oh, he gone cray-cray.
So, like, this is like one of the funniest crimes I've ever. I can't even take myself seriously talking about this right now. So then they can't end up with none of them going to jail for that crime, and they all moved on their lives, and the guy is still stuck in 19. Oh yeah, is it again? He's still stuck in 1993. Yep. I mean, he got married a second time, but that didn't work. Oh yeah, I forgot to tell you. You know, after beating his wife, he filed for divorce from that one. I don't know, why does he beat his wives? I don't get it.
I have no idea.
He beat this lady till she got crazy and cut off his penis. The next one would have just totally killed him. I don't understand. Like, what's wrong with him?
Wait, but, like, there's... Like, throughout this whole story, like, there's one thing that has been in my mind since we started the story. How was he still asleep while he was?
Yeah, I was wondering that too. Like, how are you asleep when she cut off your penis?
He didn't feel it.
She drove all the way, threw it out the window. Then wasn't he bleeding? Like, I don't get it.
He didn't wake up to, like, maybe he was drugged though. Maybe he was drugged.
Possibly. But this is funny. Like, this is the funniest, like, crime story I've ever heard. Like, at least we should be happy that no one died. Which I'm happy about, but it's so funny.
How do we know no one died?
No one died! He's fine. Like, he's still fine. He's very fine. She's fine. She has kids. I know a lot of people made fun of her during that time. She knew, like, comedians and late night show hosts and whatever. They're like, there's this guy, I forgot his name, that said, like, oh, you don't know that he needed that, you know, jokingly. But she said that you don't know the abuse she went through, you know, in the house. For her to spark like that, I mean, something, I feel that, you know. Not just talking about from a female point of view, but like that's what I feel. I don't know. But like, she didn't call her long term boyfriend's penis too, so it must have been something, like I said, you know.
I mean, but the long term boyfriend, I mean, he's really
bold.
Really bold. I mean, if I heard that a girl I'm dating did such a thing, I'm gonna have to change states. I'm gonna move to Canada.
Or like, you know, I'm not even going to tell her I'm breaking up with her. I'm just going to tell her that I have a meeting in Canada, and then I stay there. I never come back, you know.
Never. But you know where you are. You said Canada.
No. You said you're going to, like, Malaysia.
Alright.
Unless she has, like, she can track you with all your passwords and all those things. It's a problem. Oh, big.
If she starts tracking you, there's a problem.
There is a big problem. So, yeah, that's it for Lauren the Bobby. Yeah, I hope you did have fun.
this was interesting. Like, I've never heard of a story like this before.
Well, you heard in the first place in the studio of Vaudeville. So we finally did it, and I'm so excited. I've finally done it, and I'm like, oh, I forgot to say, this is like the official, I think, 10th episode of Vaudeville. Like,
oh.
Well done, 10 episodes. Like, it's like surreal. I'm so excited. And yeah, more episodes to come. And I'm so sorry I've not been consistent. When life gives you lots of assignments and things to do, you've got to do it. That's just it. Like, you understand, obviously, mm-hmm. gospel. So, yeah.
College life.
Yes. Stress.
Christ.
Lots of stress.
So much work.
Yeah, and it's never done. I don't even get it. Like, one moment, like, ah, I can finally relax. The next thing, just like, boom.
Boom.
Boom. More. Here's more for you. You don't have 5 minutes. You cannot rest for even 5 minutes. You've got to do that. You've got to do that. It's due tomorrow. It's due.
Don't even get me started on the due dates.
Yeah, everything is due every day. You're just annoying. Christ. And I'm so happy to have you in my studio.
I'm glad to be here.
I hope you enjoy yourself.
I do.
Yeah. So, next week, which I hope I'm not busy, too busy to do an episode, I might do the one on the Oscars with a guest. And we're going to talk, hopefully. Hopefully, like I said, next week, I'm not sure. Because, like I said, too busy. Too busy with life. But we're going to talk about Oscars. And I hope to see you then. Say goodbye, gospel.
Bye.
What the heck? Okay.
Bye.
Bye, guys.